You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
That spread has just climbed and climbed and climbed this week, Gil. 6.5
it's
now,
crazy.
The Panthers. Yeah. We were seeing 3.5, weren't we, earlier on in the week, Gil?
I don't get it. No one knows the Redskins like I do, except for other Redskins fans. Look, even the Redskins -4.5 was one of those spreads where I was like, yeah, that's probably about right. I still wouldn't play it. But at -6.5, I just don't get it. And again, this has been the year where the quote-unquote sharp money, and this is supposedly sharp money, this is the year where that money means nothing. Nevada sportsbooks during the NFL season are having an epically bad stretch. 7 out of the last 8 weeks, they have lost or not done anything of note. This has been a great stretch for the quote-unquote square player. And, you know, there's a guy on my show, Chris Andrews, who runs the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook in Las Vegas, and he has a guy who comes in that he tells me about and tells my listeners about every week. We call him the money line guy. This guy simply comes in every week with gobs of money, and I'm talking five figures, thousands of dollars, $10,000, $20,000 per wager, and he'll lay it on the New England Patriots on the money line. He'll lay it on the Alabama Crimson Tide in college football. These really, when I say brain-dead bets, I don't mean to disparage him. What I'm saying is it doesn't require much analysis to make those wagers. It's just that they keep coming through week after week after week. Now, he's getting a little greedy now because he's starting to money line smaller favorites and shorter favorites as the weeks go on. But the point is that this sharp money is similar to a lot of sharp money we've seen. Just last week, sharp money was on the Cleveland Browns. I raised my hand. How'd that go? Sharp money was on the LA Rams, who got destroyed by the Atlanta Falcons, who didn't even have their top two receivers. How'd that go? Sharp money every week, Dave, is on the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's the funniest one to me. At least that's one I know better than to do. But sharp money has not gotten it done. And so sharp money now is back in the Redskins at 6.5, and I don't get it. The most analysis I can do on this game, and this was sort of something I said on my show this week, I don't know if it's this because it's week 15, but most of my prep work this week was all about just injury reports. And this game is all about injuries, especially on the Redskins side. We don't know if Jordan Reed, the tight end, is going to be able to play through that shoulder injury, which limited him to 10 snaps this past week. He's been sparse in practice this week. We'll know more about him, I guess, at game time. Then on defense, Suah Cravens and Will Compton, two of their linebackers, they need time to recover from their issues, and so an extra day might help them as the Redskins play Monday night here. And on the Panthers side, week after week, we wonder, will Luke Kuechly come back from that concussion? So far, he has not. He's a huge difference maker for the Panthers. So even as that spread goes up, there's just a lot in question, too.
It is 6.5 currently, the Panthers +6.5. I just want to talk about Kirk Cousins for a few moments as well, Gil, because this is something you mentioned on your Guessing the Lines podcast on Monday. You, in your ranking system, Gil, you'd have Kirk Cousins as sort of the 12th, 13th best quarterback in the National Football League. And the Washington Redskins, the general manager, the backroom staff, have to analyze whether it's worth giving him a bumper contract, a long-term contract, or just paying him year by year, Gil. And it's difficult to envisage the Washington Redskins being able to plug in a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins as things stand, but it's just whether or not he's worth that kind of money, that long-term deal for a guy that's not going to ever be an elite quarterback, you wouldn't think, Gil.
Yeah, I don't know how much your listeners are interested in sort of the salary cap or viewing the NFL through the prism of the salary cap, but this is a very unique thing that's happening to the Redskins. So everything you say is true. Kirk Cousins, the Redskins are in this strange position with him in that they have to negotiate a contract or figure out how they want to approach Kirk Cousins year by year or give him a long-term deal of over $100 million because that's what the market bears. Whether he's, you know, the 12th or 13th best quarterback in the NFL, well, that's what the market bears for a guy that good, quote unquote. And a gentleman on my show on Thursday, Reese Waters from ESPN, he actually put it in further perspective for me. What he said was this, that Adam Schefter over at ESPN put it this way to him. Think about this. There's a reason in NFL history why quarterbacks don't get franchised. Franchise is the term that teams use for placing a tag on a player, which means that in essence, they're guaranteeing this player a league average, like a top three average quarterback or top three at his position. So quarterback being the most lucrative of all positions, teams don't often put the franchise tag on their players because it locks them into a situation at a position that is the most highly paid. I'm not articulating that well, but basically that's what a franchise tag does. Now, there's only been two quarterbacks. It's so rare. I'm understating how rare it is. It's so rare that it's only happened twice in NFL history. Once, Drew Brees was franchised by the San Diego Chargers back in those days when they had Drew Brees and Philip Rivers as an apprentice coming up. The only other time it's happened with a quarterback is with Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins. So, because Rivers existed on the Chargers back in those days and the Redskins have no equivalent to Philip Rivers backing up Kirk Cousins, the argument can be made that Kirk Cousins, in the history of the National Football League, has the most leverage of any player up for a contract renewal again in the history of the league. That is stunning.
It is stunning. It really is stunning. What would you do, Gil, as a Washington Redskins fan, if you had the decision to make?
I would pay him for one more year. I would just sort of, not a long-term deal, in other words. And again, I say that not as if, you know, there's certain things in life where there isn't a right or a wrong answer. I don't know what the right answer is. It would be my honest answer. Because this is uncharted waters. No team has ever been in this situation where you're like, well, we're forced to pay this long-term deal at elite prices for a mediocre quarterback. Well, a shade above mediocre. Or we just pay this guy year after year. Kirk Cousins could make a living if he wanted to. Next year, his franchise tag, he would be guaranteed $24 million. If they franchised him a year after that, he'd be guaranteed $34 million.
Wow.
Now you understand why teams don't franchise quarterbacks. Keep in mind, there's a cap. So if you pay a quarterback $34 million, you have less money to pay other players on the team. By the way, the Falcons and the Saints with Matt Ryan and Drew Brees were in this predicament in recent years where they were paying so much of their salary cap to their one player that they couldn't improve their defenses. By the way, you could still argue the Atlanta and New Orleans defenses aren't up to snuff. So, you know, I got news for you if you're a Redskin fan. This is the main thing that I want to say about that. I think Kirk Cousins could walk. And if I'm Kirk Cousins, I don't think I'd ever sign a long-term deal with the Skins. I think I'd go year to year. What's wrong with making $60 million over the next 2 years on 1 year contract?
Yeah, nothing.
So
nothing.
Anyway, yeah, I don't want to bore again. I think we've probably talked too much about that, but it's a very unique situation. I don't think the media has done a good enough job sort of portraying how absolutely off the charts weird this is that the Redskins are in this predicament where, hey, we got this quarterback that's never going to be a top 10 quarterback. Maybe not never, but certainly isn't one now. And we got to pay him what? So, you know.
As far as this game is concerned, Gil, the Panthers plus 6.5 have to, I presume, be the player now that spread's gone north.
I'm not playing the Redskins minus 6.5. I would be on the fence with them at minus 4.5, but 6.5, you're crazy. If anything, I'd play the Panthers at plus 6.5. I don't trust the Redskins' defense to stop anyone. They couldn't get the Eagles off the field on third down last week to save their lives, even in victory. So again, it's sort of like with the Lions-Giants. If the Giants' offense can't score, just by default, I'll take the Lions and the points. If the Redskins' defense can't stop anybody, I would lean Panthers here, plus the points.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.